Bonfire.
It's Bonfire, Sirius XM, Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder, that's Big Jokerson. Black Lou out, but the rest of the crew here, Jacob, DJ Lou, and Christine. We had a clip that we were going to, obviously,
where's
regular
Fiori?
Bonfire fashion.
Is Fiori coming?
Is Fiori coming? Yeah. Murkface isn't?
He's coming on at 6.
All right, I told you to tell him to come on now.
We'll just make him wait now. Now he's got to wait through a 7-minute commercial break when he comes on at 6 for 7 minutes of those minutes.
Let's get into being
Jacob, evil Jacob.
Jacob, come on, Jacob.
See if he can come on now.
Now's not the time, Jacob. You see, we jump on right now because it's a fun subject. We have a couple good ones here.
Oh, if he comes on
damn,
now.
I could listen to Cry, Little Sister.
What's up?
I'm sorry.
You can.
Yo, dude, that was horrible. I don't want to be stuck in a vortex like that ever again.
I hate it.
By the way, the last three were both of us giving way to the other one, and that there makes it even worse.
And then when you realize that you're fighting for nothing important to say, and you're like,
I don't even know if I remember anymore what it was. Yeah. Oh, I do.
Okay.
It was that Lou asked
me. I know.
DJ Lou said before the break, he goes, "You want to come back with Cry Little Sister by Marilyn Manson?" I was like, "I don't think we can.
Can we actively
support him now?"
I don't know. I think it's still an ongoing case.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, look. I mean, I can't do anything. I got these lyrics on my arm. Not much I could do about that.
Yeah. Well, they're there. Now you can just say you made them up. This is where you steal it.
It's funny to say that. I go, what can I do about these tattoos I don't want anymore? Meanwhile, I've gotten all kinds of other tattoos covered, which reminds me of, while we're waiting for Andy to come on, is Howard Stern covered this so well. So I don't even, but just the concept of it, that Casey Anthony over the weekend, did you hear this, Lou? Casey Anthony over the weekend, like someone threw a drink on her at a bar and she called the police. Stern just going through the whole thing of like, there's like her whole thing is like she didn't call the police when her child got abducted. And someone threw a drink on her. She goes, "Hi, this is Casey Anthony. I'd like to report someone menacing me in a place." It's so funny, her calling the police.
Oh, hey.
But Stern was doing how hot she is still. Like she's still smoking hot. And he's like, and people were calling in and saying, like, which, by the way, I would take a call from, if that's possible, from someone. If they see Casey Anthony just parties around, I guess, wherever she's from, West Palm or Tampa.
Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah, and people like say they see, people are calling in saying they see her all the time. And Stern just doing his mother, telling her that he's dating. He's like, "Why are you dating Casey Anthony?" Dude, just crack a half hour, maybe laugh.
That's a thing where you don't realize. I remember one time I met one of like the cast members from Real World Seattle at Eastville in like 2008. Right. I was drunk and I was just like, "Oh, you look like that girl from Real World Seattle." She's like, "That was me." And I was like, "Holy shit, that's fucking crazy." I can't imagine if you're just at a bar in Florida and you're like, "Man, you look like that girl whose kid, oh my God, you are her."
"I'd buy you a drink, but you look like that Eileen Wuornos."
"I am Eileen Wuornos."
Was that Monster?
Yeah.
Nice.
He goes, "Hey, shit on me. Are you Eileen Wuornos?" And she goes, "I'm Charlize Theron." He goes, "Right.
Right, right. Well, you clean up.
Anyway, you still fucking for cash or what?"
Where's Wednesday at? Where's the girl from Adam's Family?
Where's the Adam's Family chick?
With the Knox. Where's Wednesday with the Knox?
Those big old fat Knox. Man, she left Owen Benjamin and he went, he's building a refuge for his podcast followers out Iowa or something.
That's why you can't fuck any of the Adams family. They'll turn you crazy. I heard
Christina Ricci sucked his brain out.
I heard Pugsley's dick made a couple women go wacko.
Oh, Pudsley?
Pudsley. Pudsley, Pugsley, whatever. He's just busting him up.
No, it was Pugsley. I was just calling him Pudsley.
Oh, his Pudley?
His Pudley.
His fucking fat
Pugsley's
Pudley?
His fat little Pudley?
Now I have that fucking song stuck in my head, Cry Little Sister.
I'll tell you what, if I look dead on, it looks like I have a Corey Feldog goatee.
Wow.
Christine, how much would you not like me with just a goatee? How much would you hate that? Talk about me looking like a magician. Huh?
That's not my favorite look.
What do you mean? Then I'll shave my top of my head bald and I'll be a total dad?
Oh, yeah, dude.
But I'm still cool enough to have the goatee, you see.
I got the coat. I did the little goatee last night when I was whacking off the beard. When I was jerking off my beard.
You were whacking it off?
Yeah.
Making it feel nice for
you when
I took it away?
What? Huh? When I shaved it off, though, I went goatee and then into mustache. You always got to
take a picture
that.
Of the goatee?
I did one time. I didn't last night.
Yeah, I remember the last one you sent me. Yeah.
Yeah. The last one, I looked full trucker.
You had some handlebars. I never take my mustache, or I never take my, I should say, my beard mustache off, so.
When that's
clean. I can never explore that. I can never explore anything else.
Oh,
I can't try anything new.
Yeah, you have to do the thing where, I haven't done it since the first time I grew it out. That was when I really took the pictures of all. I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. Mustache Dan.
Oh, yeah, no, it works. You could have been a mustache guy. You're not holding it to the camera.
Oh, okay. I took off the self view, so I never see it.
Did you have a character where you had just a mustache, like way, way a long time ago?
No, me? I wish, though.
Who?
Dan. I thought Dan did something with just a mustache on Facebook.
Yeah.
You support guys who bang kids then, huh, Dan?
Well, all right. Yeah. That's fucking,
I guess, with that mustache. I'll tell you got a nice Marc Maron there, and it works for you. It really does. I'd suggest, actually, when you get older, to go with something like that.
The fucking mustache soul patch combo?
Not the soul patch necessarily, but like a heavy stash, and then and then some like thinner like beard hair.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't mind that at all. That was, my dad had a great mustache. I never saw my dad without his mustache, not once.
You've never seen me without a beard and mustache.
I know, dude.
It won't happen.
Think about
that.
I always think about my friends, like Dan St. Germain's got a big beard and long hair, and I'm always like, what would happen if we just whacked all that off? Just
if
jerked
I got
all
Dan,
of it off.
If I just jerked it all off. If I took my hair, man, if I shaved my facial hair off for something because I had to, I would do the thing I had to do, and then I would not leave the house to do, I would not perform for sure until it grew back in at least a little bit.
Until you had a safe amount of hair on?
Yeah, just enough to give the impression of a jawline and neck.
Like, there you go, and I'm complete and ready.
Yeah,
to go.
You don't put a comic book out or a cartoon without the shading. You know what I mean?
Do you? Do you? You don't?
You don't. You absolutely don't. Is Fury coming on? We're vamping. We're killing
it. We'll go right to this
clip. Sorry.
What was he taking his sweet ass time for? It was his birthday. Heads up, guys. It was his birthday on Saturday. He's probably going to make it. He's probably going to make it like it was a big deal. He's a real diva in the green room.
Oh, my God, I bet. How is the food at Pittsburgh Improv? I'm going to Helium this weekend where I think it's going to be all sliders again. Are they still doing just that?
No, I got chicken fingers in Indianapolis.
Yeah, well, that's what they have. They have chicken fingers and sliders.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what it is.
But they don't have, like, any of
there's a lot of stuff around there, though. A lot of restaurants around there. And there's probably not a bunch of fucking middle school kids given a two-hour wait to everything.
Oh, great. I don't get to hang out with middle school kids?
No, dude, you missed out. Sorry, bud. All the cool birthday parties were the weekend.
I was
going to
practice kidnapping. I figure that's a good place.
Well, there he is. Old diva birthday boy himself.
I got a question. Does Andy Fury shred? Oh, yeah, look clearly in the background. He does.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Sorry, thanks, Andy. Thanks for taking a break to call in while you cool your fingers off in ice water.
Does Andy Fury shred? Problem. And also, does he not give two fucks about wire management on his entertainment?
Damn.
I don't give a shit about any of this.
Wire management's real big for Jay. It's something that I'm very nervous about in my new apartment.
Buddy, Dan, you better handle. Well, I got to tell you something. Right now, you know what, dude? Wire management means a lot to me, but my house is not good on wire management either. We're not. We could do that.
It normally means a lot to me too, and I'm just so fucking lazy.
It's so lazy. What I'm saying, but my wire management in my house is a lot of it's being hidden by. It's not good. The profile of my television and entertainment setup is a goddamn mess. If I'm being truthful, it hurts.
Well,
it hurts to say.
But you need to. I do like that you're quality control among us. That does make me feel good to know. I got to kind of step up my game.
I'm going to point out to you if you have bad wire management, but I'm just calling to you from a friendly place of I, too, am guilty of some improper wire management.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes me feel better. Thank you very much. But yeah, you guys know I shred. We shredded.
Yeah, you're right. We did a
very
duet.
First or second live bumper. So.
I swear to God, I thought you were having a stroke. I swear to God, you goes,
how do you
remember
say
we
that
shredded?
Time?
We shredded on.
You go,
I smell toast.
No.
I smell burning toast.
How do you say the Jay name of that song? Mouth. I still don't know.
Jay's mouth is dropping.
I would just say "Crash Test Dummies" is what I would say because it's the only song.
Yeah, I forgot who it was.
Yeah, you know, we did that song. It's good
I was
to
doing
see
that
you
yesterday.
Too, buddy.
Jay and I were walking in the parking garage. I was doing that. Hey, Murkface.
Murkface, are you single?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you probably were fucking. I mean, you are like a Pittsburgh 10 of a guy.
Pittsburgh 10.
Yeah.
I felt so skinny there, dude.
Can I ask you a question, Murkface? I left.
Shoot.
I had an early flight, so I left the green room around 12:15.
Right.
In the morning, you were fucking boozing. You were doing
the
old Danny Sodes. You were doing a shot of whiskey and a beer combo.
Yeah.
Saw three of those happen.
I was smoking the whiskey hard.
What time was this?
This is about 12
after the second show.
After the second show. He started getting after it.
Okay. Yeah, it's my birthday, man. Come on. Give the kid a
break.
Dude,
no judgment. Zero judgment. I went back to the hotel. Yeah. My question is,
you went back to the hotel without him?
Yeah, because I had a flight at 4 a.m. So
he was
waking
up at like 3.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have friends?
Yeah, he was there.
I had my college roommate lives in Pittsburgh. And then Seneca Stone, who was a cool dude and a great host, liked to get after it just as much as I did.
And they were like talking about it, kind of like they were talking dirty to each other the whole weekend, where they're like, so Saturday, we're going to drink, right? And he's like, yeah. And Seneca would be like,
because I don't booze before I go on stage.
You're going to fucking do it to me?
All right.
You're going to fucking do it to me?
Yeah, you're going to fucking do it to me. And then I got off stage, I started smoking a joint, and then the drinks started coming. And
they were flowing.
I got stoned and walked back to the hotel. And my question to you is, Murkface, how
did you get
back? The hotel
still is right across the parking lot?
It's like you got to walk around the movie theater. It's a fucking hike. And
7-minute walk.
I know.
Andy
it's
a
seven...
fun drunk, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jacob. I am a fun drunk.
Be Andy. Always be Andy. But we, I knew the walk stoned at 12:15 was a long walk. Did you walk it or did you get driven there?
We got driven there because we had a few more drinks with my buddies at the club. And then Garrett, one of the managers at the Pittsburgh Improv, was like, let's go to my buddy's bar. Hop
Fuck
in.
Yeah.
So then he drove me and Seneca and my buddy to a very downtown Pittsburgh steel bar. And we hung out there till like 3. And then I went
home.
Got driven home. Yeah.
How hungover were you on Sunday?
Not too bad, actually. Pretty good.
Good.
I was okay.
That's
got my
great.
We're having
home.
A party,
everything
man.
Worked smooth. Yeah, exactly, Jacob.
I can't.
It was
a fun
weekend, man. Thanks for bringing me along. It was great. I had a great time.
I'm so, when I hear, I get anxiety for you when it's like, dude, let's go to my buddy's bar. Hop in. And I'm like, I'm already, that's just where I'll make an excuse. It'll be like a lie,
that's
probably.
Fucking, that's music to my ears.
I know. Yeah, I remember that fucking kind of whistle call when I was drinking on the road, and someone would be like, you know, there's another place. I'd be like, well, then we gotta go there.
Dude.
But not drinking
after hours. Fuck yeah.
Not drinking. I'm always like, I want to go home right now. I finished the show. And
did
like,
you all, on the road? You would run around because I gotta I remember going on the road with you and Lewis, and Lewis went and did it, and me and you just went back to the hotel.
Yeah, you know why? Is because that night before threw me. Like, if we would have done a weekend, I would have gone out one of those nights. But the second night, when we did the show in North Carolina, I didn't like my set, and so I got sad drunk, which means I'm up fast and then down quicker. And you were like, do you just want to sit in the room and order Taco Bell and watch TV? And I was like, that's all I want to do right now. And then Lewis was like, we're going to go to a – it was a club. They were going to a club, and I was like, I have zero interest in going to a club. Had it been a bar – might have gone, but a club, I was like, absolutely not. But
we sad ate on Friday night. We had a sad eat.
Yeah,
it was
Friday,
hangry, sad eat.
I told the story yesterday on the show about how we were just fucking went to Wendy's, got shut out, McDonald's.
Jay,
got shut
every
down.
Move we made was wrong. Was the wrong one.
Every move we made, and then we went and got a fucking get-go sandwich, and you got the worst thing on the menu.
I really played that one poorly.
You got a chicken parm.
I got
parm.
A fucking pepperoni chicken parm. That's what sucked me
from
in.
A
I was
fucking
like,
gas station?
Into this? It was like a lesser Quick Check. Like,
okay,
I'm not even
saying,
putting it
but
in.
But I'll tell you this.
Quick Check,
Wawa, any of them. I'm not getting a grilled or breaded chicken sandwich ever.
No.
I don't even get the cheesesteak. I don't get the cheesesteak from Wawa.
Cured meats only. Cured meats only.
You could do a meatball. You could do a meatball. But
the other part of my order, which you did not see, was the mozzarella sticks.
You fucking weirdo. But by the way,
what's wrong with that? They were delicious.
I don't know.
That was the highlight.
I'll tell you something. As long as you got a good oil deep fryer, you can whip up some mozzarella sticks. My deli does mozzarella sticks that I would say are right up there with
these really good mozzarella sticks.
I just wouldn't do it because it's too late with my late 30s heartburn. I just know.
I know, but dude, we were so hungry. Dude, I was ordering out of hunger and frustration. So we were so frustrated, Jay, that we walked.
The Get-Go was right next to the Taco Bell when we got shut down. It was in the same parking lot.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell was just like,
we're not doing that window anymore.
We didn't make the window. It was like 1:55.
We were in under last call, but there was no way we were making it up to the window.
Did you get birthday laid, dude?
No. I got
in Pittsburgh?
Birthday drunk. Dude, there was nobody at this buddy
Andy,
bar, but
yeah, but
it was
we got
free flowing booze.
Andy, what about the tattoo artist?
Dude,
this was so funny, Jay. This hot tattoo artist was in the crowd. I didn't meet her, but Seneca and Andy did, and they said that she was like, she came up to Andy and she's like, just all over him. But she was at the table with another guy, like,
because I went to the back after I think the late show on Saturday. I went to the back just to watch a little bit of your set, and I sat down at like one of the empty tables, and she just came.
Yeah, that's right.
There's
empty tables. Whatever.
There's one empty table. It's the one empty table.
So what? There's empty tables.
I had a sea of empty tables to choose from. I went with the one closest to the stage.
So one of the curtained off sections.
Right up my alley, dude. I was calling her the Pittsburgh Natalie Cuomo because she was right up my alley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She was cute, tattooed, fucking brunette, and but here's the thing. So Seneca, the host, comes over and he was like, I'm feeling good about it. I'm like, yo, this fucking chick's all tattooed up. Fucking took selfies with me and shit. I'm feeling this. And he goes, yeah, she did the same thing with me. I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, a little birthday heartbreak.
Dude, did he message you yesterday?
You're a confident dude, Fiore, to think that I take selfies with people all the time. I never think the people that take selfies with me means they're looking the fuck. She was talking to me.
She came over and sat like with me at the table, got real close.
Okay.
And was like asking me where I was from and shit. If I'm leaving town tomorrow, she'd give me a free tattoo if I wanted.
So that was the joke I made, was that she kept being like, let me tattoo you.
Yeah.
She kept saying that to him. And I was like, dude, this is like in middle school when the cute girl would grab your arm and be like, I'm going to draw on you. And you're like, okay, whatever. And then she's like, all right, bye.
We're getting her tattoo guinea pig. She's like, yeah, I hit on these fucking chubby dudes and they let me tattoo them. That's how I get my apprenticeship.
She goes, I wait for the clowns to get off stage, and then I fucking lure them into me drawing all over them.
I take Andy at his word, and I think Lou will agree. Andy's quite a coxman.
Oh.
Well, I appreciate that, Jay.
Yeah.
I don't know if the quality matters at all, but
he takes
Seneca,
shots,
the host.
Though.
I'll take my shooters. Got shoot, Lou.
Right?
Yeah. You throw that big fat Irish cock around.
Yeah.
So the host texted me yesterday. He goes, dude, I stopped by my lunch sandwich shop, and the dude who was always there, nice dude, says, hey, man, you stealing my girl? So I guess like his deli guy was her boyfriend, because she was sitting with that dude the entire show.
I told you that. She had a boyfriend in the audience. And then when he's
right,
going over
right.
Going with
I didn't
Andy,
see
I'm
that
like,
guy. Yeah.
Like, Andy, you don't want to get killed on your birthday in fucking Pittsburgh.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that woman, Dan? And I don't mean her particularly, that particular thing.
I see
that a lot. People come over and they're like extraordinarily flirty.
Real
with me
flirty.
In front of like their boyfriend. And it's just like a weird, like,
no,
I don't know,
good.
Man. It's a very odd thing. Yeah, it feels very, you're like, okay. Like, what's the thing of this? Like, what's the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a thing where immediately there's zero pleasure to be had, because if you're empathetic at all, you feel bad for the boyfriend.
Right.
And if
you also don't want to, like, Yeah, you'd also don't want to go to the guy. It's like, what's up with your chick, bro?
Yeah. Dude, whatever. Does she love Aspen cologne? Because I'm drenched in it.
I'm not talking about like a female who's a fan that brought their like husband or boyfriend. That happens plenty. I'm talking about just whatever that is, even on a date where it's just like overly. Like, I just think about myself being on a date and the girl, like, you know, an early date, early dating experience, couple months, and the girl goes and sits on another guy's lap or something like that. And you're like, even for a picture, you're just like, yo, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird
thing. Apparently, this was their second date. That's what Seneca told. That was the follow-up text.
Oh, yeah, dude,
that was our second date.
Oh,
damn,
no
dude, you almost
way.
Got fucked up by a deli worker, dude.
Damn, dude, he's about to cut you like cold cuts.
Not me.
Oh, man.
He was about to pepper your turkey.
Is that good, Dan?
She DM'd me after the show. Do you remember when she DM'd me? She goes, what are you doing after the show? We should go to Yokoso and get sushi and drinks on me. That was the exact text.
She's like, let me
do
draw.
You mean,
I
was feeling good on her, about like it. That kind of thing? Is it that kind of thing on her? Like, it's the sushi's on her?
That's what I was thinking.
Why don't you tell her to come over to your room and you give her, you feed her some sashimi and then send a picture of your pasty white dick?
Yeah. Be like, huh?
I'm confident, but I'm not that confident.
How about does some sashimi strike you?
Ding. Now, we didn't want to go over there. We were all hanging out and having a good time. And once we figured out what
I know
she was,
you guys.
Like, yeah,
of course you guys
that.
Didn't want pussy. You didn't want pussy on your birthday. That's stupid. You're
That's
right.
That's not it.
Yeah, you're right. That's so dumb.
When you break down everything, she was with a dude. She was
thank God she had a boyfriend because she would have fucking ruined your night by fucking you instead of hanging out at that sausage party at some guy's friend's bar.
Jay twists and turns things.
I know.
Why don't we just touch each other or something?
Come on.
Oh, dude, you guys could just like, you know, this is what guys do. It's your birthday. Somebody could touch you up. If this Garrett is so cool, as you say, I don't really work that improv. If this Garrett is so cool, why didn't he give you a little HJ for your birthday?
He goes,
maybe
you know
he did.
He goes,
that would have been Mountain Man on Mountain Man.
Oh, my God, loving. The gruffness. You guys would have started a forest fire.
The big beards down there.
You guys just kissing, those beards rubbing. It would have set the fucking, that woodsy city on fire.
There's a gay couple fans of ours in Philadelphia, dude, and they look like Mountain Men. They're great. I'm blanking on his name right now. It was a great dude. And
I love that they smash into each other like rams.
Dude, they look like two fucking grizzly. It looks like the front line for Mastodon.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, real Duck Dynasty look.
Are you ready to fuck? By the way, I just got a text. It was just named Nikola Jokic, NBA MVP.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. Woo, buddy.
Embiid missed too many games.
Yeah, it was the injuries that hurt Embiid this season. But Jokic got the fucking MVP.
Do they give him all out, though, now? Is he getting defensive player of the year?
Thibodeau,
I think that Simmons.
All I know is that someone texted me about the MVP. I don't know about everything else. I'm worried about old fucking flabby arms after we lost the Suns. Well, we got fucking beat up last night by the Phoenix Suns in game one. So
how bad?
They fucking beat the shit out of us in the fourth. I got home from Skanks and was watching it, and the Nuggets were up one. And it was one of those things where the Suns went on such a run that I was like, I changed my shirt, and then that didn't do anything, and they kept blowing them out. And I'm like, I don't think I should have watched the second half. I truly feel like I lost game one for the Nuggets, and I'm sorry.
You superstitious like that?
Oh, yeah.
I get like that.
Pretty calm and cool on Thursday. We were watching game six.
Yeah, but I was very nervous. If Dame would have started hitting, I would have gotten a little creepy.
They were down like 15 at one point. You seemed pretty calm.
It's pretty high and excited for sandwiches.
Sixers.
That's true.
The Manti brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little overrated, if you're asking me.
Ooh, I wasn't going to say it.
But you thought it, though, right?
I thought it.
Of course, dude. Potato salad, onion rings on your fucking peanut butter and jellies or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, we found out why they do that.
Fried bologna.
Yeah, we both got fried.
Jacob,
we got side fried bolognas.
Why'd you do
that? We both put two down.
Are you black latchkey kids? Why did you do that?
Don't worry about it, dude. We're finding our soul.
You got it in my head, Dan. I was like, yo, does fried bologna sound good? I think it does.
I'm the one that pulled the trigger on that, Jason.
That's gross. Why don't you cook a hot dog and unravel that while you're at it?
I would love to. I would love a flat hot dog.
Have you ever eaten a cold hot dog, Dan?
Yes.
Have you ever eaten a cold hot dog?
Yes.
Right out of the package?
Yep.
I swear to God, I'm grossed out by you. Like, it's actually a tick on our friendship. I judge that hard, dude. You took a fucking hunk out of a. You didn't, dude. You didn't.
Yeah, I did. In college.
No, you didn't, dude. Yeah, I did. No, you that didn't. Makes- Why would you? You could. In 1 minute later, it'll taste like a hot
Not
dog.
Even.
Oh wait. No, I did. I did it. Yeah, I did it.
And
no,
I did man. It too.
Come oh, on, Christine. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me you were practicing deep throating and it just happened.
Jay, what if I told you I was practicing anal?
Okay, okay. That's right. You didn't tell me how you ingested it. You just said it got in you.
Yeah. Still actually, no, I was going to ass to mouth. I was going ATM.
No,
was-
if I'm jamming a hot dog up my ass, it's going in cold.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you know what? No, you're right. Nice, you probably should warm it up first. No, bro. I'll tell you why, too, because when it's cold, it might snap up in there, and you got to pull out one. Bro.
Well, how about opposite? If you get it, if you microwave it too much, it might pop in your butt. You might get a grease pop.
Oh, now that. Now that's not nice
that's
at all. Oh,
that,
a grease pop?
Dude, might take a grease.
Oh, a little sizzle dizzle on the inside?
Yeah. Dude, might take a grease load, right in your shooter.
Damn, I don't like that at all. That sounds terrible. But,
I wonder if anybody's actually practiced anal before they had anal.
Probably.
Like tried.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were all raising our hands.
Oh, I mean a walkthrough? That's what we call it. We call it a walkthrough.
Yeah. You mean try it without a dick for? I'd have to assume 90% of people who engage actively in anal sex try with something else first. Their own fingers, if nothing else.
Right. Well, ding dong ditch before you go in for the real thing.
Yeah. No, you got to see what's going on up in there, or I assume at the very first peak of a head getting in your asshole, you're already like, it's wrong. Everything's wrong. It's wrong. Like, you have to get used to the wrong of it.
Oh, dude, that was like when I got that rectal exam from that Romanian doctor, and she was like, put it in, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she goes, if you pain, go to proctologist. And I was like, no, I've never had that feeling before. And she was like, if pain, go to proctologist. And I was like, is there... Should I? I don't know what that was.
Ironically, you're acting pretty gay.
Yeah. Hey.
Everything about that sentence was scary.
Dude, it was fucking
Romanian
rough.
Proctologist?
It was during... No, she was a GP, general practitioner, and I was... It was a snowstorm.
Posing as one.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in it for the kicks. But I had my snow boots on, and I'll never forget my snow boots just still were on when she fucking globbed on all that lube and shoved her fingers up my ass.
Why does snow boots make it so much more innocent?
You just heard the rubber, the heavy rubber of the soles.
Dan, what? Did we do, I'm so like thrown off with how much recording we're doing, but in a pre-record, did we show the porn star, the butch porn star?
Yeah, we did, Shane.
We did?
Yeah.
We did it on the show?
Yeah.
I know we brought it up. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
I want to make sure.
We did it.
Make
but
sure.
We didn't get to this. Yeah, we didn't. No, I mean.
Please.
Well, we can't do it now because then it blows the reveal. We'll show them on commercial break. But let's do the video that we were going to bring up of the wrong hotel room, which we brought up yesterday. And then I talked about getting into the wrong car in Vegas. But this woman, to let Andy know, this woman was supposed to meet Not someone at a hotel room, and she went to the wrong door.
Okay.
We haven't watched this yet. Yeah, it's a quick video.
Hello?
It's Megan.
Megan who?
The one with all the awesome stuff for you.
What kind of stuff?
Coffee, pussy, and juice?
In that order?
Cigarettes?
Next door, honey. Next door.
I'm so happy I didn't watch that because right now, my favorite part of this video is her realizing when he said next door first time, she was still like, what? And then when he says, next door, honey, she has a real, like, it's reminiscent of the video of the girl catching a load on her face.
Yes, I was
and then realizing she's on camera. She goes like, okay, that's a weird thing to say to somebody. Oh, boy. Yowie.
She's got her real playful delivery banter down, too. She's like,
yeah, she goes,
bringing all the good treats for you.
Got all the good stuff, cigarettes, pussy. By the way, pussy, she didn't even put pussy first.
No, she put it in
coffee,
the middle.
Coffee, pussy,
it.
Juice, cherry gummies,
coffee,
oolong
coffee,
tea.
Coffee, yeah, tea,
it's like
Sega.
Graffiti.
Yeah. Dude, her
oolong tea and a Mama Celeste pizza.
Pick you up some hot tamales, not the food, the candy. Got some big league chew. Got a hot mouth to fuck.
Start it over?
Yeah, please.
Hello?
It's Megan.
Megan who?
The one with all the awesome stuff for you.
What kind of stuff?
Coffee, pussy, and juice? And cigarettes?
Next door,
pause
honey.
It.
Next door.
Pause. You see that titty tattoo coming out? I know that titty tat voice when I hear one.
I see it. Of course.
You see it creeping out? Because when she did this, it gave away her titty tat. That's when I looked for it. It's when she went like this.
I think
coffee, pussy, juice.
Wait, do we know any background on this? Was it just a...
No,
it was awesome ladies going around trying to win the vote of whatever town this is.
But here's what we have to assume. She went to the wrong door, and she said, it's Megan, Megan with all the good stuff for it. So she's definitely... This is someone... I mean, you look at her. She is. She's fucking... she's truck stop garbage. But... Sure. I mean, look at the motel she's at even and stuff. So she's just
I think it's an apartment complex.
Yeah.
How'd the guy get her to bring, like, coffee and cigarettes? And
because
she's coming over to his house. Because this is a ring.com. So I think it's like this guy's got a former sponsor. I think he's got a ring doorbell, and that's where this whole thing's recorded.
Also, while what this could have been, this could have been an agreement with a hooker, but it also actually may have just been because she's, like, not a good-looking girl, so... This might have been like an agreement to come over to fuck somebody like on like a Tinder or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you're stopping, could you grab all of the
coffee,
that's probably
juice.
Actually what it is. Probably more than a hooker.
Yeah.
She made a run for him and came over to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like probably said, by the way, nice probably work. Said, probably said I could use some coffee. Probably said, if you get orange juice, I have vodka.
The store.
And cigarettes. I'll tell you what, dude, I think I'm backwards piecing this together.
Jay, you just fucking beautiful minded that real nice.
Yeah. I think I need coffee to stay awake. I need booze. I'm going to fuck you. So bring some juice so I can just chug down some vodka. And then I'm going to need to rip a few butts. I'm going to have to look into that fucking golf
also,
all
I'm gonna
day.
To, also, I'm going to need I'm gonna need that back half of that pack.
Screwdrivers and pall malls.
He's like, I'm going to need that backpack of that hat just to fucking think about what we did. I'm going to need to stand outside and smoke in the cold weather.
When she got to the right door, he was like, did you fucking knock on my neighbor's door? Did he see your face? God damn it.
He knows my wife. Do we think this guy, the neighbor, is used to it? Because he was like, next door, honey.
Oh, my God. Another one of these truck stop pigs. Hey, Megan, sorry. You're at the wrong place. Yeah. That's Earl next door.
He's
going to
hit you. Also, do you think this guy's gay because of the honey?
That's what I thought. That was my immediate
inclination. Start it over. I want to hear it again.
Next door, sweetie.
All right. Oh, he goes, another 6.5 rocket. another 5.5 on the Richter scale coming over to rock my neighbor Earl.
Keep it moving, you chooch.
How about next time you bring me a little coffee with some Baileys in it when I have to listen to you fucking land monsters bang?
Sorry, if it was rosé and a thick hearty, I would have invited you in.
Sorry, honey. Lose about 40 pounds, get some abs, and turn Latino. That'll let you in.
Lose about 40 pounds.
Megan.
You want some goals, sweetheart? I'll give you a couple goals.
Try a cardio. It's called cardio, bitch.
They sell them so small you can put them in your goddamn house now.
I realize you probably sweat nicotine, but it wouldn't hurt to try a little cardio once in a while.
What's your blood type? Camelites.
She goes next door and he's like, oh, shit. Did you ring the twink's doorbell? Yeah, he's an opinionated little queef, ain't he?
Well, get in here, princess. What, Megan, is it? Get Open. In here.
Ready for a hot mouth kiss?
Did you bring me?
Yeah. Did you bring the juice?
All right. Oh, you got Tropicana? That's all right.
I'm a pulp man.
Pulp?
Yeah.
Ew, I'm a full pulp guy.
Well, hell, I'll swallow if you do.
If you choose full pulp, by the way, I think you are a lunatic.
Yeah, I think you like swimming in swamps.
It's just crazy. It's like
crazy.
Do you want to eat the? It's like
yeah, I'll eat a fucking clementine if I want this.
Do you pull the stuff? Yeah, I don't. I pull all that shit off the orange.
Dude, I only buy weed with sticks and stems in it so I could fucking pick all the seeds out.
It's so gross.
Exactly.
Go play this lady from the beginning one more time.
Megan. Who is it?
Hello.
It's Megan.
Megan who?
The one with all the awesome stuff for you.
What kind of stuff?
Coffee, pussy, and juice? And cigarettes?
Next door, honey. Next door.
I have something awesome for you, lady. A chin. Move on.
I didn't know a mouth could be connected to a chest plate.
It's a sense of style. Jesus.
What are you, a Xenobite?
I would uppercut you, but I'm afraid I'd hit you in the heart.
Try to punch you in the face, hit you in the goddamn titty.
Sorry, mole lady. You're going to need to go to the store.
Hey, sea lion head, move on. That's next door where that creep shit happens.
Sorry,
by the way,
Walt.
The best part is she has to go next door and fuck a guy where that guy's going to definitely hear. If that guy was a legend, he would have filmed them. He would have filmed them fucking.
Yeah.
Like the audio of them fucking in the next room. Because Megan makes some fucking. Megan makes some real oofs when she's fucking, for sure.
Oh, dude, can I tell you right now? The thing that made me think that she gives God tier head. Was that laugh where she went? Where she went? Huh, what kind of awesome stuff? And she went, huh? You're like, oh man, you. I bet you spit into your hand before you do it.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be sloppy, Dan, but it's not gonna be what you're thinking. I tell you what, it's gonna be filled with a lot of stopping to hand swipe her nose, which is gonna be gross.
Oh, like, Jesus. Mwah,
mwah, mwah, mwah, and she'd go,
Jesus.
It's just like, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of stopping for weird shit. She's gonna say something about it. She goes, she has to check it. She goes, I gotta check, this might be my kids.
Yeah, sorry, sitter, it's a sitter beeping me. You go,
and
you
she'll be
beeped?
Like, no, and she'll be like, nope, it's my ex-boyfriend.
She looks at it like this. She goes, yeah, it's just work. It clips it back on her belt.
Yeah, dude, that was, yeah, she's an oof, dude. That
I
chick
love
is
her. I love Megan. I think Megan's an angel.
Megan's a good time.
Megan's a good time.
Yeah, that
away.
Laugh made me think that she's such a good time.
She's got a body like a real lady. Stretch marks on all appendages.
I'll tell you what. She's seasoned. She's
for sure.
The tread might
how
not be as good as it was. I would say
that's
a hard
tough read.
That's a hard 31.
Yeah, I was gonna say a little. I was gonna say like, I was gonna say a rough and tumble 36.
Bring it up.
That
bring
is
it
a
up,
liberal
Lord.
Estimation. 31.
Yeah, I thought possibly even 40s.
I was thinking late 30s as well.
Yeah, oh,
the signs are all there.
I mean, she definitely obviously has some miles on it. But
I mean, that tattoo is 25 years old. Look how dark and look how fucking dark and altogether the ink has become.
God, she got that when Trent Reznor was just sexy and hot in the 90s. Let's watch her walk. Oh, she walks away. Yeah, dude. Rough
kind of a
31.
Cute screen grab right there.
Wait, go back.
You could. Yeah. So no,
there's bad.
Something here.
Yeah, this feels damn like Aurora.
Here's the thing. From dead on, it's disguised that she has the weakest of chins.
Yeah, but you can see how with some clever Tinder photography,
of course,
you could get duped by this real good.
Of course, she's got almond eyes. I can find the good in anything. She's got almond shaped eyes. That's nice,
dude.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Funny when you do the frame by frame here. It's like as you get one drink deeper and deeper, the better she gets. She looks.
Listen. Also, the guy she's fucking. The guy she's fucking. She is going like he's going to be thrilled.
The one
for sure.
She pulls her eyes backwards. She goes. The one with all the awesome stuff.
Stuffaria.
Hey, did you park in the lot over there? It's free.
You by guess way, parking?
For she really did start. She really did start chatting him up too. For some, like, does the other guy also sound gay? Because we've just assumed this guy is gay from his voice and stuff. So, like, you know what I mean? When he's like, hello? She goes, it's Megan's. Megan who? And she's like, is this Mark? You think she would have said first, like, is this
Yeah, right?
Is this Mark's place? Before she threw out, I'm here to give you pussy.
That's why I thought it was some sort of code for a hooker. Because, you know, she just goes by Megan or something without even confirming it.
Yeah, with all
but
the good
But I think
good
you're
stuff.
Right, though, Jay.
Goes, chips and snatch.
Are you are you Megan? She's like, who wants me to be?
I could be Megan.
Turn down good pussy just because there's a bag of shit hanging in their face?
Yeah, right? That'd be stupid. That'd be just ridiculous. Yeah, that girl was crushing ass with a colostomy bag, so... This girl can definitely crush ass with a faded tit tattoo of Popeye.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Of an anchor with her fucking great uncle's name on it.
Oh, there's a
slushy. By the way,
she
brought a shit ton of drinks.
Yeah, dude. Wait, go
there's
back to that. Let's break that. I know we're breaking.
If that guy
down.
Was really gay, he'd open the door and just snatch the snow cone and be like, I'll take this, though, honey.
Richard, I got us some drinks.
Oh, my God. Is that an Icy? Like the brand Icy? Grab it. That's a blue one.
You know, it's so hot outside. It just made me realize how much I'm in the mood for a slushy or a fucking a Slurpee.
Do it, dude. Get nuts.
Ooh,
Slurp. I got a new fucking hypothesis what's going on here. I think there might be multiple dudes next door because there is three coffees there of different sizes and a slushy.
So you're saying at some point the conversation was, Megan, do you and your faded tit tattoo want to do us a favor? Grab supplies for us, four of us, three of us maybe, because there's four drinks in there.
Yep.
Get one for yourself. Get yourself a slushy if you'd like. I'd prefer you not have coffee breath, so if you could, please. And then come over, and me and my friends are going to plug you up. Until you can float, until you can definitely float.
There's no even sex involved. Maybe, you know, she's just scared of stuff. She's like, I'm a pussy. I got a Coke, coffee. I'm
you think she was just saying she was a pussy?
I'm a pussy.
Coffee, pussy, juice. I'm terrified of things. Whatever. I have to learn how to face my fears. Chips.
I got chips, fears.
Those two words were unfortunately next to each other. Coffee, pussy, juice.
Dude, the guy next door immediately just opened up with a robe on and nothing under it. And he's like, what took you so long?
Why, Megan? I thought you were... Sorry, I stopped off. I was talking to the fag next door.
Yeah.
Whatever, the gay guy next door is mad. He took my slushy, the prick.
Next door, honey. Lover, who was it? I don't know. Some pig for the guy next door. The one whose dog won't stop barking.
Let me guess, you went to Bruce's house first. I know. Yeah. Everybody makes that mistake.
He goes, it's 236, not 239.
He's going to bring this up at the board meeting this month.
Son of a bitch. Got my fad to sell my Doberman because of that twink.
Please, do not knock on his door again. Text me when you get here. I'll tell you the place again.
I'll come out. I'll come out to the parking lot.
I'll come out and do not ring that bell. He is a bitch.
He is a sassy guy.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.